भगवते वासुदेवाय ओ हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे इवनिंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता चैप्टर 4 द ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट 34 तद्विधि प्रणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेक्षन्ति ते ज्ञानं ज्ञानिनस्तत्वदर्शिना विल सी द वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग तत् दैट नॉलेज ऑफ डिफरेंट सैक्रिफाइसेस Translation, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Enquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Purport. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following the principles of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to the disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam 6.3.19 says, Dharman tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path. Nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Enquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is a submission and service, enquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of spiritual master, and when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature a very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries become perfect. Om Agyanati. Hare Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas trying to speak something. So this verse states that how one should approach the spiritual master and inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. And by rendering service, the self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto us because he has seen the truth. So we see that in this material world, whenever you want to acquire knowledge in a particular field, it's a common sense that we go to the expert teacher in that field. Just like if you want to learn the mridanga, you go to the mridanga teacher. Just like you want to learn the subjects of engineering, you go to the engineering college or the professor of engineering. And not to any other expert in some other field. If you are learning mridanga, you cannot go to the harmonium teacher. Similarly, for the spiritual matters, we require to go to the spiritual master who has seen the truth, who has realized the truth, who is expert in that field. We cannot go to any other teacher for spiritual matters. We have to go to the spiritual master who has gained this knowledge. So here we see that Lord Krishna states that just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. So who is a bona fide spiritual master? We see that here in the Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned that such a spiritual master should be coming in the disciplic succession. Guru parampara, guru shishya parampara, evam parampara praptam, imam rajarsho vidu, sahakalena mahata, yoga nashta paramtapa. So, such a master or a teacher should be coming in the disciplic succession. One who has heard from his spiritual master. The disciplic succession starts right from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. Lord Krishna gave the knowledge to Brahma, and from Brahma to Narad, Narad Rishi, and then to Vyasdev. So it is coming in the descending order in the disciplic succession. So he is the highest authority. He is the higher authority. And he can very nicely or clearly guide us. So just like we see that in all our day-to-day affairs, we accept a higher authority. Right from our childhood, we have accepted our parents as the authority, mother and father. We just accepted them as the authority. Similarly, an example is given, just like if the child wants to know who is his father, he has to approach his mother. She is the best authority to give information that who is your father. Similarly, this spiritual master guides us or tells who is God, what is he doing, what are his activities, what does he do. This information we can get from the spiritual master. So the child need not require to speculate that, who can be my father. He simply accepts the authority because he was not present during that time. Similarly, the spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master, he has seen the truth. So when you approach such a spiritual master, he can properly guide us. So the process of learning is described here, how we can gain knowledge. Here it is said that when you approach the spiritual master, you have to inquire from him very submissively. Do not approach a spiritual master with a challenging mood. So you are going to learn some knowledge, but when you are challenging, you ask challenging questions to test the knowledge of the guru, whether this guru has proper knowledge. So then it is not the proper way to approach the spiritual master. So when you have respect for a guru, you are ready to accept his instructions. You are ready to bow your head down before him. When you are convinced, oh, this guru knows everything, then you can surrender. Then you can take initiation from such a guru. You can accept such a bona fide guru. So we also see the pastime in the life of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was his father who would invite many sadhus every day and feed them nice prasad. So one time, one of his friend, college friend, Narendranath, he told Srila Prabhupada, Abhay, that time Prabhupada was known as Abhay, that there is a nice sadhu, a Vaishnava, a spiritual master has come and is giving wonderful classes. So please come and meet. All our friends and many of our relatives have already met him, and he is a very nice, very learned scholar. So you please come and meet him. But Srila Prabhupada said that, oh, I have seen many sadhus. My father would feed many sadhus every day. And I know they are just wearing the saffron dress, but they go out and then they smoke ganja, and they take intoxications. So Prabhupada said that, no, I am not so eager to meet sadhus. I know all these sadhus. They are pretenders, Prabhupada said. But this friend forced him. He said that, no, you come. We want to have your opinion. You should please come. You come once, at least once. So somehow other, he was dragged by this friend to meet Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinaji Bhagwan Ki Jai. And the moment they entered this ashram, the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they recognized this Narendranath, because he had given some donations to the ashram. So he immediately invited him inside and took both of them to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And immediately in the first meeting, Prabhupada, before they were offering their obeisances, and before they would get up, Srila Prabhupada gave them the instruction that you are English-speaking gentlemen, you should preach the message of Lord Chaitanya. And Srila Prabhupada was surprised that before we have any dialogue between this Vaishnava, I have been given the order. So Prabhupada was thinking in his mind that I should ask one question to him. And after some time, Srila Prabhupada asked this question to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that who will hear your message of Lord Chaitanya? We are dependent on the Britishers. Unless and until we don't get independence, we cannot preach the message. Nobody will hear the message. And then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur immediately replied that Krishna consciousness did not have to wait for the change in Indian politics. Nor was it dependent on who ruled. Krishna consciousness was so important, so exclusively important, that it cannot wait for anybody. And just by hearing this statements of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada was like satisfied, completely satisfied. And he immediately accepted that, oh yes, he is the bona fide guru. He could nicely answer. And Prabhupada inside felt that, yes, I am defeated. Yes, I can accept him as the authority. And Prabhupada, in his heart, he accepted Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as his guru. So here in the purport also it is stated that blind following is condemned. So we see that there is a sadhu who is giving initiation or diksha to thousands of people at one time. And we don't know whether they are seriously following later on after the initiation. They, in a big gathering, they together take the vows of following certain regulative principles. But after some time, they fall down. They don't follow it so strictly. So we see that nowadays it has become a fashion that some guru is giving a big pandal program, and then other people are attracted that, oh, so means such a big crowd, and they are simply attracted to that crowd, and then they feel that, oh, so many people have accepted him as a guru, so I should also accept him as a guru. Without going into the details, without hearing from him, they simply accept anybody as a guru. So this is known as blind following, without knowing anything about that person, they just simply accept him as guru. And also it states about absurd inquiries. So the purport says that just like somebody goes to a spiritual master and they asked certain inquiries, like it is they say that the moon is so near, why it is said that the sun comes first and the moon is later on. Such kinds of questions, or they ask that, can you show me God? Some cheap gurus, they said, yes, I can show you God, I can make you God. And they demand some money from them, and then they say that you chant this mantra. When you chant this mantra, after some time, after some months, you will see God face to face. You will become God. And in this way, they accept such gurus. Oh, he's such a nice guru. So we see that it is so difficult to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dhruva Maharaj performs so much austerities to see the Lord. But here are some cheap gurus who are ready to show you the Supreme Personality of Godhead in just one meeting. They are just cheating. They are the cheating gurus. So, one should approach the guru and then hear from him submissively. One can, after hearing, one can understand that what is his understanding about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like, how he is repeating the message as it is, the message of the disciplic succession. So in this way, when we hear from the guru, then we can understand, oh, he is really self-realized, he has the knowledge, and he can guide me, and then one can accept the guru. We also see from the pastime of Rup Goswami. One time, Rup Goswami was in Vrindavan, and this one mundane scholar, he came to meet Rup Goswami, and with a challenging mood that I want to have a debate with you, philosophical debate. And then Rup Goswami asked, what is your purpose? What is the purpose behind this? So he said that I have won so many debates like this, and I'll become very famous if I defeat you. So Rup Goswami said that, okay, I'm defeated. I accept that I'm defeated. So he said, no, you give in writing. So Rup Goswami immediately gave in writing. So Rup Goswami was acting in such a way because he was not interested in wasting his time as such mundane scholars, cheap gurus, they want to become famous. And Jiva Goswami, then this same person approached Jiva Goswami. He was knowing that even Jiva Goswami is a big scholar. And then he showed that your uncles, your brother's uncles have already signed this letter that they have been defeated. See, your guru's, Rup Goswami's signature is there. And so Jiva Goswami was very much disturbed. And immediately he said that, okay, I am ready to debate with you. And in very short time, Jiva Goswami defeated this mundane scholar. So we see that such people, they want to become famous. They advertise so much that, oh, I can produce gold. They can produce ashes. So these are some of the cheap gurus. They give some mantras. They say that you chant this mantra and you'll become rich, you'll become prosperous. So such gurus should be avoided. We can easily identify such gurus like that. Like they charge heavy fees. When you approach them, they said, first you keep money, then you ask questions. And even sometimes they might tell you that, you arrange for my foreign tour. I'll give a lot of blessings. And they give false promises. And then they say that, oh, there is no need to follow the Vedas, the scriptures. They were meant for some other ages. We are in Kali Yuga, so no need to follow. We don't have time. And then even they compromise on the regulative principle. They say that, okay, you cannot follow this. Okay, it's all right. No need to follow. Then instead of teaching real yoga, they teach some gymnastics. Yoga is meant to link God. But then they see that by doing such exercise, you'll able to see God face to face. And even they see that, sometimes they say that, I am God. and I will give you this mantra. You chant this mantra, and after some time you will also become God. So such are the false gurus. But a bona fide guru, we see that they are not attached to the wealth, woman or followers. We can see from the pastimes of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. One time Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving lecture, and one of the donors would give big donations to the mutt, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mutt. So when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving a very important discussing some important topic, during this time this donor was sitting in the audience and he was speaking to some other friend of his, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur got very angry. He immediately started chastising him, and that he said that you have not purchased me by giving this donation, that you can do anything, you can talk when I am giving lecture, you have not purchased me. So he was not attached that, oh, this is a big donor, oh, and I have to listen to him and I have to show my respects. He simply said that you cannot purchase me by giving donations. And then one time one young lady came to meet Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and she said that I have few questions and I would like to meet alone. I would like to meet you alone. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur immediately said, no, I cannot meet alone. If you have some questions, you come with your husband. So we can see that such strict gurus. So, to just like we are when we go to buy something, we do research before purchasing something. Just like if you want to buy diamond from the market, you just don't go with your money to the market, to the shop and buy. You should know how does the diamond looks, what are the qualities of diamond. Then you can get the real diamond, or people will cheat you. Similarly, before you approach such gurus, you should know whether he's coming in the disciplic succession, whether he's a bona fide guru. One time George Harrison was with Srila Prabhupada, and he asked Srila Prabhupada that how can we understand that so many preachers of Bhagavad Gita, so many gurus who are giving lectures on Bhagavad Gita, who is a bona fide speaker of Bhagavad Gita, although he was with Srila Prabhupada and he was asking such question to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said that you should see that who talks more about Krishna, who is more addicted to Krishna, then you can understand, oh, he is a real preacher of Bhagavad Gita. So it's very difficult to understand the spiritual knowledge, Vedic knowledge. But when we submissively accept the spiritual master, the guru, then and inquire from him in a humble mood and not a challenging mood, and render service unto him, then the knowledge is revealed to us. So here it is stated that pranipatena means not challenging. Pranipat means very humbly submitting oneself. There is no Once you humbly submit, then you can inquire from him. So also Prabhupada stated that guru means one who knows more than you. That is a guru. So who can know more than Krishna? So who can know more than Krishna? Therefore we accept Krishna as guru and we learn from him. Then you will get the perfect knowledge. From guru we get Krishna and from Krishna we get guru. So here it is stated that Lord Krishna is the supreme, topmost guru. He has complete knowledge. He is perfect in all knowledge and he has spoken this Bhagavad Gita. So it is stated that also in one of the pastimes, Prabhupada, in one of the conversations, Prabhupada was saying that guru has to be given. Guru sometimes gives services, menial services. Just like he might tell that you brush my shoes and the disciple, he doesn't think that, oh, I am such a learned person. I am coming from such a rich boy family. I am coming from a very nice background. And this person is telling me to polish his shoes, brush his shoes. So what does the disciple do? Does he immediately accepts the order of the spiritual master. And then immediately acts accordingly. So, three formulas are given here to, if you want to advance in Krishna, to get this spiritual knowledge, that one should surrender and then inquire. Surrender means accept the spiritual master and then render service unto him. We also see from the pastimes of Sanatan Goswami, when Sanatan Goswami met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he submissively asked questions, he inquired from Lord Chaitanya that I don't know what is my position. I think that I am a learned man. I was born in a very aristocratic family and so on. But actually I don't know what I am, what is my position. So in this way, even Sanatan Goswami approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In a submissive attitude, he inquired from Lord Chaitanya. Also we see that Narottam Das Thakur was such from a very rich family, aristocratic family. He was a prince and he had approached Loknath Goswami for initiation. But Loknath Goswami said that, no, I don't accept disciples. But he had seen that, oh, he is the perfect spiritual master. He is the perfect guru. I should take initiation only from him. And then Narottam Das Thakur started rendering menial service. Loknath Goswami would go for his morning duties. And then Narottam Das Thakur would go to that place and personally with his hands he would clean that place. So for many days together Narottam Das Thakur would regularly go and clean that place. And one day, Loknath Goswami thought that, oh, who is cleaning this place every day? So he was hiding behind one tree. And then he saw that, this boy, Narottam Das, would come and personally clean that place. And then he immediately accepted him as a disciple. He gave him the initiation. So this Narottam Das Thakur, by rendering the menial service, he satisfied his guru. So similarly, here it is stated that satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. By satisfying guru, we can make rapid spiritual advancement. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati kutopi. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.